Thank you. sleep with old Iron, do you, dear?
Old Iron?
I'll give you 10 bob for it.
You don't be daft. This was once a great car. Won the Grand Prix. 3 years running.
So it's a car, is it?
Certainly it's a car.
It's a racing car.
And we're winning.
And you're in the way.
And you're in the way for a right belt round here, old young man, if I have any more of your lip. All right. I'll give you 15 bob for it.
Make it 30 bob and she's yours.
Mr. Coggins, you're not going to sell her, are you?
Of course he's going to sell her. What do you think he's running here, a children's playground or something? All right, 30 bob. I'll pick her up Wednesday.
But, Mr. Coggins, you promised we could play in her.
Well, I'm sorry, my dears, but, well, she ain't any use to me. Times are hard.
But you can't take her away.
She's not just any old car. She's ours.
Not anymore, she ain't. I'll see you tomorrow, Bill. Gee up.
But what are you going to do with her?
I'll tell you what we're going to do with her. We're going to put her in the clapper, and we're going to crunch her up till she's one solid piece of metal. Then we're going to put her in the fiery furnace, and we're going to melt her down till she's liquid iron. That's what we're going to do with her.
Now look what you've done. You frightened her.
She shivered.
See, she's a very special car.
If you put her in the fiery furnace, you'll be guilty of murder.
Yeah, and if you don't get out of it, I'll be guilty of two more murders. Now go on, out of it.
Get up. Get up.
Please, Mr. Coggins, you can't sell our lovely car to that nasty man.
Well, I'm sorry, children, but I'm afraid I already have.
I know. Daddy will buy it for us, won't he, Jemima?
Of course he will.
Mr. Coggins, promise you won't let it go until we come back.
Well, 30 shillings, mind. Not a penny less.
Please promise, please.
All right. I promise.
Come on, Jemima.
Well, that's a clever thing to do.
We're very sorry, miss.
I'm sure you are. Well, just look at my car. And just look what a mess I'm in, too.
Oh, no. I think you're beautiful.
And I like your car.
Just the same, you shouldn't be rushing across the road like that. You know you might have been killed. Anyway, why aren't you in school? It isn't a holiday, is it?
No, miss.
Do you live around here?
Yes, we live just down the road.
Come on, get into my car. I'm taking you home.
Gosh. Just wait till Daddy hears we've been for a ride in a motor car.
Yay!
What's your name?
I'm Jemima.
And I'm Jeremy.
What's yours?
Truly.
That's a very pretty name.
Now, where is your house?
Oh, we don't live in a house.
We live in the castle on top of a hill.
A castle? I didn't know there were any castles around here.
Well, it isn't a castle exactly.
That's what Daddy calls it. He says King Alfred used to live there hundreds of years ago.
And does your daddy know you aren't in school?
Oh, he won't mind. He never does.
Anyway, he's awfully busy.
Is he? Well, he'll have to find time to see me, because I have a few things to say to him.
Just in time.
What on earth is he up to?
That's his latest invention.
Rockets.
Rockets?
Stand back. Keep clear.
Does.
Whoa! Oh! 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 Oh!
should do something about it.
I took that into consideration. This suit is completely flameproof.
Oh, dear.
You have just succeeded in ruining my propulsion
unit. But how was I to know that you...
Don't be cross with the lady, Daddy.
She gets a ride in her car.
She was only trying to help.
How very kind.
Her name's Truly.
That's nice.
Do you realize, Mr. Potts, that I nearly knocked down your two children?
Well, we do seem to be accident-prone, don't we?
But it wasn't my fault. You see, they came rushing out.
Well, it was very, very nice of you to apologize. Tea time, children.
Goodbye, Truly. Thanks for the ride.
Just a moment, you two. Don't you have something to tell your father?
Yes, we have. Daddy, Mr. Collins promised us that...
But she doesn't mean about that. Daddy, we didn't go to school today.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll give the other children a chance to catch up, won't it? Run along, children.
Goodbye.
Bye, Truly.
Come on, Edison.
But Mr. Potts...
Good day. Unstable. Definitely unstable.
Good afternoon, miss. Sorry I can't stop. I'm off to India. Gonna have a cup of tea with a Maharaja. Cheerio.
You know, it's not a playground. It's very dangerous.
Would you mind just pressing that switch there?
Switch?
Yes, just behind you. On the right, the right.
The right.
Thank you.
You really ought to try and exercise more control over them.
Yes, I suppose I could chain them up, couldn't I? On a nice long chain, of course, so they get plenty of exercise.
Mr. Potts, don't your children go to school?
Oh, I have it now. You're the truant officer.
No, I'm not the truant officer.
Well, didn't you ever play truant? I mean, just once?
No, I most certainly did not.
I bet you did.
Would it be too much to ask what this is, this, thing?
Little invention of mine cleans carpets by suction.
All that to clean carpets?
Away with sweeping and away with brushing and away with dirty carpets.
Is that all you do, Mr. Potts? Invent things?
Is that all I do?
Oh, and what's this gadget?
Well, that's not quite right yet, but eventually I hope to transmit moving pictures by wireless.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. As Marconi
pointed... And this?
This, madam, is a sweet-making machine.
And is this one of the sweets?
Yes, it is.
And is it supposed to have all those holes in it?
No. Actually, I think that the problem is...
The boiling point of your sugar is too high.
Oh, we're an expert on sweet making, are we?
Well, as a matter
and
of fact...
And an expert on child welfare.
I was only trying to help your children.
Well, maybe my children like running wild in the street. Did that ever occur to you?
I do not see any...
And in any case, how my children behave is frankly no concern of yours.
I was merely...
So if you'll be so good as to take yourself off in that fancy automobile of yours and go do good somewhere else.
Well, I've never been...
Spoken to that way before? Well, maybe it's about time.
Oh.
Good afternoon, madam. Mind the cable! Vicious, interfering. If women are going to drive motor cars around, they should learn to operate one correctly.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't occur to you to offer to help me.
Get in the car, please. Oh.
minded man, Mr. Potts.
Try switching it on.
Oh.
Open the throttle and keep it open.
Wilbur. Confounded woman. Who does she think she is? Coming in here and telling me how to raise my children. Do I need somebody to tell me how to raise my children? Do I? No, of course not. Of course not. Where's my cardigan?
Under your jacket.
Under, yes. Self-righteous busybody? She won't be bothering us again.
But I liked her. So did I. She was very pretty.
She certainly was. You think your father's a crackpot?
Your cardigan's inside out.
Hmm? Oh. You think I'm a lunatic? Wasting my time on a lot of silly inventions?
But they aren't silly. They're wonderful.
Nobody else could think of them.
That's right. That is right. Nobody else could think of them. Yes. After all, what makes the battle worth the fighting? What makes the mountain worth the climb? What makes the questions worth the asking? The reason worth the run.
To me, the answer's clear. It's having someone near, someone dear. Someone to care for, to be there for. I have you too. Someone to do for, muddle through for. I have you too. Someone to share joy or despair with, whichever betides you. Life becomes a chore unless you're living for someone to tend to, be a friend to. I have you too. Someone to strive for, do or die for. I have you too. Could be we three get along so famously, 'cause you two have me and I have you too, too.
And I have you too.
2.
Ah! Jeremy?
Oh, good.
There was no food.
Bring the bread, will you, Grandpa?
Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
And the pepper and salt, please.
Right away, sir. Oh, sausage and egg, my favorite.
How was India?
India? Oh, well, I'll tell you something. I got up this morning and I shot an elephant in my pajamas.
How we ever got into my pajamas, I shall never know.
You've heard it before.
Now, I wonder how that could have happened.
Daddy, could we ask you something? Mm-hmm. It's about Mr. Coggins.
Mr. Coggins?
You see, the gentleman wanted to take it away. But Mr. Coggins says if he asked you first...
Ask me what first?
He's a horrid, mean old man.
Well, Mr. Coggins?
No, the gentleman. He's going to take it away and put it in and the place. And burn it all up. No, it's terrible.
Oh, you two, what are you going on about?
Our car.
Yes, well, what about it?
Mr. Coggins is selling it to the gentleman. And the junkman's going to put it in the fiery furnace and squash it all up till there's nothing left.
Oh, well, that's terrible. That is terrible. We can't let that happen, Grandpa.
Definitely no.
I knew you would let them, Daddy. So we made Mr. Coggins promise we could have it if you gave him 30 shillings.
30 shillings.
You can give Mr. Coggins the money in the morning, Daddy.
Yes, well, suppose we can work something out somehow.
Great!
Are you all finished?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, I think maybe you should go run up to bed.
Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, my boy. Stay fine.
Good night, Grandpa.
Good night, my darling. God bless you.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Yes, well, of course you've done it now, haven't you?
You think Coggins might do a deal so much a week?
Coggins? What, him down the road? Sure. He's so mean, he wouldn't light your pipe if his house was on fire. Did you hear that? Did you? You know what that means, don't you? I'll be up all night. Rain pouring through my bedroom roof.
Grandpa, why don't you sleep in the workshop? It's nice and warm.
In the workshop? You have promised faithfully to fix my bedroom roof.
I will, Grandpa. It's just a...
Correct this, please. My boy, listen. It's time you woke up. Now, when I was your age, I did a day's work
for a day's pay, polishing the colonel's boots.
I was the smartest batman in the British Army.
So you've been telling me.
When my brigadier went into action, the Fuzzy Wuzzies were so blinded by the shine on his boots, they couldn't see the fight. Milk, son!
Sweets with holes in them.
Oh, Edison, stop that whistling. Edison, hey, do that again. Edison, you're a genius.
The employment office is in the rear.
Thank you. Oh, you see, I've invented these sweets.
Really? Name?
Whistling Sweets.
Mr. Whistling Sweets?
Not Mr. Whistling Sweets. No, I'm Potts.
Mm.
May I see the managing director?
Lord Scrumptious sees no one without an appointment.
Well, how do I get an appointment?
Why, hello, children.
Jeremy, it's Julie.
Hello, Truly.
Good morning, Miss Scrumptious. How nice to see you.
Well, good morning, Phillips. Please tell my father that I'm here.
No, but of course, Miss Scrumptious.
Are you here on business, Mr. Potts?
Yes, Miss... Father? Truly Scrumptious. You're his...
His daughter.
Mm-hmm. Come on, children, let's go.
But, Daddy, you haven't shown anybody your invention
Somehow
yet.
I don't think that'll do much good.
Just a moment, Mr. Potts. Exactly what was it
you... You've seen them.
Oh, those.
But they whistle.
Whistle?
Those, holes.
You just blow through them.
They're very ingenious.
Kind of a novelty.
Please go in, Miss Scrumptious. You can come back in 3 weeks' time.
Show Mr. Potts in, Phillips.
Now?
Now.
But his lordship's...
Now.
Oh, very well. Please follow me.
Maybe I should come back in 3 weeks.
Oh, Daddy! Go on, Daddy.
And don't let him bully you.
Mr. Potts, my lord.
Potts? Who's he? Where's my daughter?
Well, she insisted on Mr. Potts seeing you.
All right, don't just stand there. What's it all about?
Sweets, sir.
I hardly thought it was nuts and bolts. Let's have a look.
Yes.
Hurry up, man!
Yes, sir. If I may be allowed to explain, sir.
You have exactly 20 seconds.
Yes. The fundamental novelty of these particular sweets is their musical quality. Not only the... Remarkably tasty, but due to the unique positioning of these little holes, they are capable, when blown through, of rendering a tuneful whistle. You place your fingers over the holes and blow thus.
Tasting time, my lord.
Too late. Had your chance. Muffed it. Good morning. My lord?
Sir? Excuse me. Sir, if I may be allowed to demonstrate, you see, by blowing air through this hole in the center of the sweet, you get a wonderful sounding...
Raspberry?
No, yes, no. Lord. It's more like a toot, really.
Not enough fruit, too much sugar.
Yes, listen. My lord, prepare the peppermint.
Beautiful. Would you care to try it, sir?
Under no circumstances.
Prepare the lemon.
He's not doing very well, is he?
You know, another remarkable feature about these little sweets is that by sucking on
them, away.
The cord changes.
Will you get rid of this idiot for me?
Are Boy, in you. Perfect pitch.
Off
and
it.
They also come in strawberry, raspberry,
are you
lemon,
still here?
And pineapple. Don't waste your pucker on some all-day sucker. And don't try a toffee or cream. If you seek perfection in sugar confection, well, there's something new on the scene. A mouthful of cheer. A sweet without peel.
A musical morsel supreme. Toot, sweets, toot, sweets. The candies you whistle, the whistles you eat. Toot, sweets, the eatable, tweetable treats.
Toot, sweets, toot, sweets, the toot of a flute with the flavor of fruit. Toot, sweets, no longer need candy be mute.
Don't waste your pucker on some all-day sucker.
And don't try a toffee or cream. If you seek perfection in sugar confection,
well, there's something new on the scene.
That mouthful of cheer,
that sweet without fear,
that musical morsel supreme. Toot, sweets, toot, sweets,
a bonbon to blow on a toss has been found.
Toot, sweets, with tweetable, eatable sound.
No, take it away.
Father, please.
Ha, ha, ha.
likes it.
Their values intrinsic.
Surpassed any lipstick or marshmallow mouthful you munch.
The licorice is chewy.
And gumdrops are gooey.
And chocolate is charming to crunch.
That savory pint,
that sweet of your life,
is really the best of my life.
Savory fight.
That sweet of your life
is clearly the best of the world.
Sweet, 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 a bumper to blow on.
You two asleep.
Don't be sad, Daddy. It wasn't your fault.
It was all those mean old dogs.
Children, about the car. You see, 30 shillings is pretty hard to come by. And when I do get any money, I need it for my inventions. And, well, there isn't any left.
Jeremy and I've been thinking.
It's our treasure chest.
These things are enormously valuable. Look, an ivory tusk.
That must be worth a fortune.
And diamonds. And a golden crown.
It's probably King Alfred's.
Of course, it needs cleaning up a little. Take them, Daddy. You can sell them.
And never mind about the car. You can spend it all on your inventions.
Well, thank you, children. All these wonderful things, they're very precious. I'm afraid other people wouldn't appreciate them.
Why not, Daddy?
Because other people don't see things the way you do. Come on now, let's go to bed. And don't you worry. Things are going to come right somehow.
A gentle breeze from Hushabye Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail your worries away. It isn't far to Hushabye Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hushabye Mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day. And watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail far away.
Get on with it.
Can't you just sit tight, sir, while I lower this
hair-cutting machine. There we are. You just relax. We'll have you finished in a minute.
Well, we weren't known to sit here.
Now, you look lovely, Cyril. It's going to be smashing.
You keep yours on that geezer.
Yeah, all right, then.
Yeah. What's going on?
It's all right.
Nothing to worry about, sir. A little friction to start.
It tickles.
Oh, you always say that, Cyril.
It's all right, sir.
What you done? Give me a mirror. Let's have a look.
A mirror? I guess I'll go home and get you one.
Mirror! Look at me! Where is he? I'll kill him!
There he is, mister.
I'll smash your teeth, I go, brother!
Boy, big one!
A gentleman's got a walking stick, a seaman's got a cap, and the merry men of Robin Hood, they use their quarter staff. On the Spanish plains inside their caves, they hide their ruddy swords. What we may do, a low bamboo, and everyone applauds. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, hey! The old bamboo, you better never bother with the old bamboo. You can have the apple with a bamboo shoe, but you better never bother with the old bamboo. When punching on the bugle's end,
you use a sturdy pole.
To protect that bad complexion,
ladies use a parasol.
It's useful in the underbrush
to have a hefty spear.
Right, but what we do with an old bamboo makes everybody care. One, two, three, four. Oh, the old bamboo, the old bamboo. You better never bother with the old bamboo. You can have the apple with a bamboo shoe, but you better never bother with the old bamboo.
A flyer in an aerial plane.
He steers it with a stick.
He does. A collier in the pits of whales.
He leans upon his face.
That's right.
Now every wheel of automobile revolves around the shaft. Hey, but what we do, the old bamboo makes everyone go down. And one, two, the old bamboo, the old bamboo. You better never bother with the old bamboo. You can have the apple with Uncle Shoe, but you better never bother with the old bamboo.
We'll be right back.
Nice pile of junk you got there, my boy.
Well, it needs a little work, but there's a fine engine under here.
It doesn't go, though, does it?
No, not yet. But it will, it will.
You can make it go, can't you, Daddy?
Well, we're going to give it a try. All right, come on, everybody, put a hand to the wheel. George, give us a hand here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, heave.
We're off, hooray!
Comfortable, Grandpa?
Won't work, of course. Another catastrophe.
Left hand down.
Pull, Grandpa, push.
Watch it, Jeremy.
Mind
the bicycle. Ah, good. Keep coming, Jeremy. That's it. Keep coming.
Look out, Edison.
Watch out, Edison. Look out, Edison. That's it. Keep coming. Good. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's it.
All right, Governor.
Many, many thanks, George.
Right.
Now.
Can we stay and watch, Daddy?
Yes. Now, come on, my dears. We better go. You know what your dad's like when he's working.
Oh, Grandpa, we wanted to stay and rock.
You come back and yes. Sit, darling. I'll make you a nice cup of tea. Don't overdo it, will you, my boy?
Right, Grandpa.
You might exhaust yourself. And the big brown bear came lolloping over the mountain. Children, breakfast is ready.
He's been there for days.
Will you please come and have your breakfast?
But Daddy said the car would be finished today.
Darling, you'll be waiting a month for Sundays before he's finished that. Come on, be good children, come on.
Gosh! Oh!
Well, what do you think of it?
She's the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life. It's wonderful. Oh, Daddy, you're so clever.
Oh, yes.
Can we go for a drive?
For a drive?
Yes,
huh?
A drive.
Well, I have a better idea. Whoa. How about a picnic?
Hooray, a picnic!
All right,
yes,
then let's get cracking. You get the basket out of the workshop. Get in, Jemima.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hurry, mind the woodwork, mind the woodwork. Don't touch the horn.
What's the basket, Daddy?
Oh, yes, just put it on the back.
Right.
Now, don't touch that.
Grandpa, come on,
we're
going on a picnic. Come
get
on.
Get aboard,
Grandpa. Come on.
It'll never go, my dears. Not if he's had anything to do with it. Then it'll never stop. Anyway, it's far too hot.
Where are you going?
Me? I'm off to Alaska, my boy. Cheerio.
Goodbye, Grandpa. Come on, Daddy. Come on.
We're off.
Hooray,
hooray, hooray, hooray. Sit down, Jemima. Hooray. Sit down. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hooray.
Why don't you back, Grandpa?
Nasty, smelly things about the cars.
What a funny noise it's making.
It's talking to us. All engines talk.
What's it saying?
It's saying, chitty 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 bang bang chitty 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 bang bang chitty chitty bang bang
chitty chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang
chitty chitty bang bang chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near far in a motor car, oh what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend. Bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend.
Chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do near far in our motor car, oh what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four-fendered friend.
You're sleek as a thoroughbred.
Your seats are a feathered bed.
You'll turn everybody's head today. We'll glide on our motor trip
with pride in our leadership.
The envy of all we survey.
Oh, chitty, you, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you. And chitty, you, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, what we'll do. Live, chitty, far, chitty, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four-fendered friend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four-fendered
friend. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, fine four-fendered chitty, chitty, friend.
Daddy, look out!
Find a slight squeeze on the hooter, an excellent safety precaution, Miss Scrumptious.
Never mind about that. How am I supposed to get out of here?
Well, looks to me as if you have to walk. Or swim.
What? In this dress? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Potts.
Come on.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to carry you.
Oh dear, must you?
Well, unless you'd rather ride piggyback.
All right, you may carry me.
Good.
Wait, my handbag. Oh.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Not at all.
We're going to the seaside on a picnic. Come with us,
please. Well, I'm hardly in the mood for a picnic just now.
Well, you needn't worry about your car. I can have Mr. Coggins tow it out.
Well,
we've got sausage tart and marmalade rolls.
I'm afraid I got them a little mixed up.
What an unusual car.
Daddy made it.
Oh, and it actually goes.
It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That's a curious name for a motor car.
But that's the sound it makes. Listen.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And
Oh, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, wants us to high, low, anywhere we go on chitty chitty we depend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Your feet as a flower of bread, your feet are a feather bed, you turn everybody's head to head.
We'll glide on our motor trip with pride in our ownership, the envy of all we survey.
Oh, chitty, chitty, bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you. And chitty, oh, chitty, bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, loves us too. Hi, chitty, yo, chitty, anywhere we go, on chitty, chitty, we depend. Bang, 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 chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four fender. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, fine four fender, chitty, chitty, bang.
When you're smiling,
are truly scrumptious, and I shan't forget this lovely day.
Somebody call. Oh. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What are you doing?
Oh, just tinkering.
Oh. You know, Mr. Potts, you have two wonderful children.
Well, thank you. I must agree with you there.
Isn't it beautiful?
Lovely. Just lovely.
Jeremy, it's not nice to peek. I'm not peeking, I'm looking. Do you think they like each other? Of course they do. Do you think they're going to get married? Has he kissed her yet?
Not yet.
Well, just as soon as he kisses her, then they'll have to get married.
Jeremy, what are you doing?
I'm keeping a lookout for pirates.
There aren't any pirates around here, are there, Truman?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Hundreds of them.
Of course there are. This is where they bury their treasure, isn't it, Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a story about pirates, Daddy.
A story about pirates, huh? Well, let me see.
A boat! I can see a boat!
A boat? Did you say a boat?
That isn't just any old boat out there.
No?
No. That is a private yacht of the notorious Baron Bomburst.
Baron Bomburst?
You have never heard of Baron Bomburst? Ruler of Bulgaria? The most evil man in the world.
Oh!
Yeah. And he has sailed all the way to England because he has heard tell of a fantastic motor car built by that brilliant inventor, Caractacus Potts.
Hooray!
Yes, hooray. And he has come to steal the car and take it back to Bulgaria with him.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hey!
That car! Oh. That car!
I want it!
Are you giving me an argument?
No, you're
not. Stand by the boats!
Stand
by the boats! And the grappling hooks! And load the cannon!
Terrible.
Not only that, he isn't even nice.
But he can't steal our lovely car.
You won't let him, will you, Daddy?
Look, they're getting closer.
We've got to get away.
Stop the car.
Quickly, Daddy, before they get here.
Well, now, that's easier said than done.
But why, Daddy, why?
Well, I'll tell you. What none of us have noticed is while we've been sitting here, the tide has been coming in. Now we're completely cut off.
Now,
don't panic. Everyone stay calm.
Oh, quickly, hurry up.
Look! They are completely cut off by the tide. They will all drown. I have seen a good drowning in years.
Is there anything I can do to help?
The throttle. Push the throttle lever.
Hurry, Daddy. Quickly, Daddy, before they get here.
Go not that one, the other one.
It's no good. It won't start.
We're going to have to swim for it. Come on, Jemima.
We must. Come on.
We have to. Come on, everybody, over the side. Everybody, hold on. This is impossible.
Have you built it?
It's a magic car. You always said it was a magic car.
I did? Hang on, everybody. We're up.
A floating car. What do you think of the Chancellor?
Yeah, but a car floating on the waterfall.
Yeah,
rest of my whole life, Lone, it's never coming to sea. Never, never coming to
sea. It's uncategorical. A fuel burning orange. A phantasmagorical machine.
It's more than spectacular. To use the vernacular.
It's wizard. It's smashing.
It's here.
Oh, chitty, you chitty, pretty chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you. And chitty, oh, chitty, pretty chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, loves us too. Hi, chitty, low, chitty, anywhere we go. Oh, chitty, chitty, we need them. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang,
bang.
Our five
will
bend
the flame. They're
firing at us. Oh, are they? I'll show them something.
Off your heads.
I want that car.
A map.
I know where we are, stupid. We are in England.
And when we are in England, what do?
We play cricket.
We play cricket. No. We dress like Englishmen.
Remarkable weather we are having for the time of the year. Do you not think so, Cuthbert?
Indubitably, Basil.
You know, Mr. Potts...
Caractacus. It's a pretty silly name, isn't
it? Oh, I don't think so. You know, I really owe you an apology. You're more than just a father to those two children.
Oh, yes. Nursemaid, private tutor, chief, cook and bottle washer, everything. Except what they really need.
Quite a day.
Yes, it certainly has.
Thank you, and say goodbye to the children for me.
Yes, I will. I hope we'll see you again.
I hope so, too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That'll be a change.
You'd better let him pass.
I can't. There isn't room.
Get out of the way! Move over, you idiot!
Turn off here.
He's coming! in your natural line. I suppose you blue-faced baboons have some explanation for this outrage?
You stupid fool!
Reviver, did I die?
What did you...
I have an idea. Now remember, we are supposed to be English gentlemen. So let us try and behave like English gentlemen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So open the door!
Go. Karakatakatas Potts, inventor. Typical English eccentric. That must be the inventor. Mm. Pardon me for protruding, but have I the pleasure of hand-dressing Herr Mr. Potts?
Yes, that's me. What do you want? Are you selling something? I don't want nothing. Excuse me. I'm off to Africa.
That was a ruse to put us off the scent.
Yeah.
I know where he has gone.
Here, here.
He has gone into his laboratory. Quick! The portable wireless transmitter!
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, boy?
This is X speaking.
Shrek?
No, X.
Lex?
X, as in...
Eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon! Send transport immediately.
Grandpa's hut.
But what's it doing up there?
Well, I don't know.
Help me, Caractacus, my boy. I've been kidnapped.
Grandpa, what do you think you're doing? You come down here.
Caractacus! My boy, it's me, your own father.
Caractacus! I'm not getting away with that. Hold tight back there.
Sit down, Jeremy.
Quickly, Daddy, quickly. Hurry, Daddy.
Caractacus! I'm being abducted by foreigners! Grandicals!
Hey! What are they doing?
It's nothing, really. Right, we'll catch him up.
Oh, we've lost them.
We'll find them all right.
But what about Grandpa?
Don't worry about Grandpa. Grandpa can take care of himself.
This is living. This is style. This is elegance by the mile. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Whenever I'm bored, I travel abroad, but ever so properly. Forward out, starboard home, posh with a capital P. O-S-H, posh.
They're losing height!
We are losing height!
Jettison balance!
Jettison balance!
The hands that hold the scepters, every head that holds a crown. They'll always give their all for me, they'll never let me down. I'm on my way to far away, ta-ta and toodaloo. And fare thee well, and bon voyage, arrivederci too. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life for me. First a cabin, a captain's table, regal company. On the dust of the upper crust. Fetch us a cup of tea. Pour out, starboard out, posh with the capital P. O-S-H, posh. In every foreign strand I land, the royal trumpets tune me. The royal welcome mat is out, they 21 guns salute me. But monarchies are constantly commanding me to call. Last month I missed a mufti, well you can't oblige them all. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. Hop up a titty di 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 di.
We are still losing height. There must be something else we can throw out.
But there's nothing else we can throw out. There's nothing else we... No!
You just dropped someone! Come back!
Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. When I'm at the helm, the world's my realm. And I do it stylishly. Pour out, starboard home, posh with a capital P.
My nose! What do we do now?
Start swimming!
I don't swim!
Then start drowning!
P-O-S-H, P-O-S-H, posh.
Somewhere over the North Sea, I think.
Don't you know where we're going?
No, I don't, but Jenny does. I think we're in pretty good hands.
We will be landing in Bulgaria.
Where?
Bulgaria.
Oh.
So please fasten your seatbelts and no smoking. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Semi quarter, not sir.
southeaster.
Professor Potts, please, to walk this way, huh?
Present! Hop!
There seems to be some sort of mistake.
What? You are not Professor Potts, the inventor?
Well, I may...
Executioner! Executioner!
What would you like me to invent, sir?
I will show you. My horse!
Get the horse for His Excellency.
Yep.
Horse.
The most beautiful tie you ever bought me, my darling.
But who is this?
This is Professor Potts from England.
How do you do, madam?
And I think we have a surprise for you, eh, Professor? Come on.
Adieu.
Well, what do you think, Professor? Everything you need. And these will be your assistants. And here... This is a baronial car.
Can you make this car float?
No. Like amphibial English motor car, floating at the cresty wave of the water.
Ah, yes, sir. Well, you see, it's not that easy without my laboratory.
Oh, I have already thought of that. Here is your laboratory. If you succeed in making the car float, I will make you Privy Chancellor. Oh. But if you fail... I will stuff your head with sauerkraut and feed it to the ducks.
Feed it all, snarl of a horrible.
You have got 24 hours.
24 hours and work it, nosy grindstone.
What a guard he is. Odd sense of humor. Stuff me head with sauerkraut.
The Baron never makes jokes.
Look at us. We've been here for years and years.
I came here to repair the telephone. That was 24 years ago. They have terrible tortures. The thumbscrew. Rack. They stretch you and stretch you.
When I first came here, I was a midget.
Oh. I mean, a floating car. I mean, that's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
No, that's what my son's always saying.
We'll help you.
What will I do?
Scotsman! Nil desperandum! We'll succeed, you'll see!
Courage, man, courage! Every bursted bubble has a glory.
Each abysmal failure makes a point.
Every glowing path that goes astray shows you how to find a better way.
So every time you stumble, never grumble.
Next time you bumble, even less. For up from the ashes, up from the ashes, grow the roses of success. Grow the roses, grow the roses. Grow the roses of success. Oh, yes, grow the roses, those rosy roses. From the ashes of disaster, grow the roses of success.
Yes, I know, but he wants it to float.
It will.
For every big mistake you make, be grateful.
Yeah, yeah, that mistake you'll never make again.
No, sir. Every shiny dream that fades and dies generates the steam for two more tries.
Oh, there's magic in the wake of a fiasco.
Correct!
It gives you that chance to second guess.
Oh, yes!
Burn up from the ashes!
Up from the ashes! Grow the roses of success! Grow the roses! Grow the roses! Ashes of disaster, grow the roses of success.
Disaster didn't stymie Louis Pasteur.
No, sir.
Edison took years to see the light.
Right.
Alexander Graham knew failure well. He took a lot of notes to ring that bell.
So when it gets distressing, it's a blessing. Onward and upward you must press. Yes, yes, till up. Roses from the ashes of disaster, grow the roses of success.
Man the engines,
success.
Man the hatches,
success.
Man the shrouds, lift the anchor,
success.
Keep looking.
Look, look, what's that down there?
Aha. Let's have a look.
Look!
The Zeppelin.
With that grandpa!
No, not yet, we haven't. It certainly was.
Where are you going?
Look, it's a call.
Where did they go?
Where's ready, boats?
Oh, floating
in
the heavenly valley.
Torpedo. There
they go.
Fire!
What's the matter with you? Do you want to destroy my beautiful car?
Oh, they're firing at us.
Children, our children.
Children.
We'd better get away from here. Now hang on, everybody. We're coming into land.
Your Excellency's landing in the village.
In the village. In the village.
Oh, all on the ground!
And call out the child catcher.
Back!
Are you clever, Daddy?
Yes, he certainly is.
All right, you all stay here. We'll run up to that castle.
We want to come too. We want to help you find Grandpa.
Yes. Don't you think we ought to stay together?
Well, maybe you're right. All right, come along.
Come on, children.
I wonder where we are.
I don't know. Come on. Pardon me, sir. The castle? Le chateau?
Der Schloss?
What's the matter with him? Come on. What are they staring at?
I don't know. It seems to be the children.
Well, what's the matter with them? Haven't they seen children before?
Haven't you noticed? There aren't any children. Not one.
What's that? What's going on? What's happening? What's... Hey, you! What's happening?
I
what's
died,
going
died.
On?
Who did he? Soldiers! Soldiers!
Hey, you there! Get those children in here!
Would you mind telling me what's happening?
Quickly, before the soldiers get here.
Soldiers?
Come, Fräulein, quickly, quickly. Come along, get inside. Please don't talk. We must get those children out of sight.
Jeremy.
Hurry. If the soldiers find them, they will take them away.
But why? What for?
It's the law. Nobody's allowed to have children in Bulgaria.
Not allowed? But what about all these
children? Mr. Baroness, she hates children.
Who could hate children?
Quickly, down there. Whatever you do, don't make a sound.
Captain, the first section, step out over there and search. The second section, over there and search. Quick! Section three, over there, quick! Search everywhere!
Search everywhere! Get up! Get up!
Special for the Baron's birthday.
Let me tell you, toy maker, this nose of mine has never failed me. And if there are children here, my friend, you will die.
Quick, open it up! Get down there and start to set up!
The Baroness will have your teeth for a necklace and your eyeballs for earrings.
Nobody down here, sir.
Fool! Idiot! Out of my way! you have to know where to look. Like cockroaches, they get under the floors, in the cracks in the walls, in the woodwork.
It's exclusively for His Excellency the Baron.
Captain, Captain, the flying car! He's captured the flying car!
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it!
I'm not just going to stand here.
Are you mad? Are you going to take on the whole Bulgarian army single-handed?
What kind of a country is this? No children. Everybody terrified out of their lives.
My friend, take some good advice, huh? Take your children and your good lady and get out of Bulgaria.
And leave Grandpa up in the castle? Oh, no, we came to get him out. That's what we're going to do. Just tell me how to get there.
Look, I'm only a toy maker. And if I don't finish this in time for the Baron's birthday tomorrow, I shall be a dead toy maker.
All right, I'll go myself. Truly, you stay here with the children.
All right, all right. You don't know what you're letting yourself in for, believe me. Oh, it's one for you, one
Thank
for you.
You. Thank you, Tony.
Keep them out of sight, huh? Please.
You be good children, and you do what Julie tells you.
Yes.
Belle, are you coming?
Find something for you. Now, if you promise me not to move from here until I come back.
We promise, don't we, Jemima?
Yes. Now, you remember, you stay right here.
To get in that way, you would have to be a mouse or a magician. We should go down now before Sentry sees us. Come.
Oh, the flying car! Oh, at last it's mine! Search for the inventor!
Fly!
Oh! I command you to fly!
Over here.
Hello, what's this to me, dear?
You are the inventor. Make this car fly.
Yeah, make it fly.
Well. Oh! Stand back, everyone. We are going to fly.
Stand back.
Yoo-hoo, Bombi. Wait for me.
No, every time I want to have a little fun, she turns up.
There you are.
My darling, we are going for a fly.
How exciting. How thrilling.
Well, come on, hurry up.
Yes. I'm doing my best, sir. Now, just a minute. Here's one that we haven't tried yet.
Here we go, my beloved.
Hold on!
Isn't it exciting, my dear?
Oh!
You're a genius! My guns! Bring my guns! Don't worry, little peach, I'll get you down. I've been waiting for this for 20 years. Hold on, my love! Are you still there, my love? Don't move!
Diamonds.
Are you all right, my dear?
I'm all right. My dumpling.
Good. Never mind. I'll get to them next time.
Here we are, children. Come and get your lollipops. Lollipops. Come along, my little ones. Lollipops. Ice cream. Chocolate. All free today.
Listen.
Come along, children. Lollipops.
What's that?
Children, where are you? I know you're here somewhere. I've lots of lovely goodies for you.
Jeremy, you mustn't.
Lollipops. And all free today. Cherry pies, cream puffs, ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts!
And ice creams!
And all free!
Come along, Kiddy Winky.
Come on!
But Jeremy, Trudy said we mustn't. We've just
stayed there. Trudy some as well. Come on!
To me. What will it be? Ice cream?
Yes, ice cream! Please, chocolate!
It's all inside. Come along, my little
dears.
Go inside, Mother Penny.
Come on.
Go inside, my little dears.
What's happened?
The children! He took the children!
Your Excellency! Please,
please. Silence!
Children, Your Highness. Foreign children. Unique specimens.
You're sure they can't get out?
No, Your Highness. Perhaps Your Highness would care to examine. Nasty little creatures. Very, very treacherous. Fallen.
Just you wait till our daddy hears about this.
You come, you brought the whole castle.
Take them away. To the tower.
To the tower.
Nasty, horrid, mean old blade.
And very ugly.
Oh, she's going. She's going.
Oh, she's going.
200 feet above us through that solid rock is the castle of Baron Bomburst.
Our children, huh? For 12 years we have hidden them here. Look at them, huh? They don't know what a tree looks like or what it is to run or to laugh in the sunshine, do you, eh?
Food!
Food!
Here! There's bread for everyone!
Look at them, like little rats. They run up and down the sewers, stealing food from the kitchen.
Son, I'm looking for my children. I think they're up there in the castle with their grandfather. Have you seen anything of them?
No, sir. A little boy and girl?
Yes.
They're locked up in the tower.
And the grandfather?
He's in the dungeon under the castle.
Sir, have you come to help us? Are you going to take us out of here?
What's your name, son?
Peter, sir.
Well, Peter, you shouldn't be afraid, even in a terrible place like this, because there's always hope. That's what I always tell my children when they're afraid.
A gentle breeze from Hushabye Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail.
Advice you have to offer, my friend?
It's a beautiful dream, Caractacus, but I don't see how it's going to help them.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to get up into that castle.
It is impossible.
Well, we'll see. Now, everybody, listen to me. You want to get out of here, don't you?
Yes!
Tomorrow is Baron Von Burst's birthday, yes? Well, we're going to give him a birthday party he'll never forget. How about everybody to gather around here? I have an idea. Yes, come in closer.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Bombi.
Don't move. What a picture. Such memories it brings back. Oh, ich kleine dich fressen, meine süße Zuckerpuppe.
My little dumpling.
My liebling.
You're my little churchy face. My coochie, coochie, woochie little churchy face. Every time I look at you, I sigh.
And you're my little teddy bear, my lovey-lovey-dovey little teddy bear. You're the apple strudel of mine eye.
Your choochie-woochie nose, your choochie-woochie eyes, they set my heart aflutter.
Your oochie-coochie rays, your oochie-coochie gaze, wilt me down like melting the butter.
You're my little churchy face.
And you're my teddy bear. Together we're a choochie-woochie, oochie-coochie pair.
Whatever you may ask becomes my heavy task. I only live to serve you.
I never will divine what magic made you mine. I only know I don't deserve you.
You are my little choochie face.
And you're my teddy bear.
Together we're a choochie-woochie-oochie-coochie.
Permitted to wish you all you wish yourself on this happy occasion.
Never mind all that. What have you made me for my birthday, eh?
What have I made you? Such a toy. Such a work of mechanical perfection.
Well, where is it? Bring it in!
Right away. I'll get it for you. Bring in the Baron's birthday present! This year, Your Excellency, I have surpassed even myself. Put it down there, please. Careful with it. For months, I have been working night and day, perfecting every little detail to bring you this.
Dolls? Dolls? I have hundreds of dolls! No, dolls!
But this is not just an ordinary doll, Your Excellency.
What do you see? You people gazing at me. You see a doll on a music box that's wound by a key. How can you tell? I'm under a spell. I'm waiting for love's first kiss. I long to be free. Turning around on this music box that's wound by a key.
Correct the gun! Are you all right? Stand back from the propellers. Keep clear.
After that, Bulgaria became a free country. And all the children laughed and played in the sunshine, and they were very, very happy. And Chitty flew high over the mountains back to England. Everybody safe and sound.
And Daddy and Julie were married
and lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Is that how the story ends?
It's getting late. We better get back.
Goodbye, Jemima.
Goodbye, Trudy.
Will we see you again?
Oh, I expect so. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Trudy. I'm sorry about the children. I hope they didn't embarrass you.
In what way?
Why, that silly joke about us getting married. Well, you know what kids are like.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I mean, I don't think they realize how ridiculous that would be.
Ridiculous?
Well, yes. I mean, you live in that big house, and your father, and the factory and all. It's a different world, really.
You know, if I said something like that, you'd call me a snob.
Well, look, I didn't mean
goodbye.
To...
Goodbye.
Well, don't you want to ride up front? It was a fine picnic, wasn't it? Shall we have another one tomorrow?
We truly, yes.
Well, Miss Scrumptious has a lot of social engagements, you know.
Are we ever going to see Truly again, Daddy?
Well, we'll see.
Car.
Well, I believe it is.
I wonder what it's doing here.
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
Excuse me.
Good afternoon.
Are you?
Number one battery prepared to fire.
Number two cavalry.
Boom! 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 That's right, Dr. Dash Cavalry.
Oh, yes, sir. But I have my 2nd Infantry Battalion attacking here from the rear.
Attacking from the rear? That's dashed unethical. Artillery, prepare to open fire. Fire!
Number one battalion, prepare to advance.
What's going on here?
Ah, there you are, young pot. We'll be waiting for you.
And that, what don't you alter?
You're a cad, pot.
Would someone mind telling me what's going on?
That's you being out of Bungie's, son.
Bungie?
Bungie Potts. Best bapper I ever had, weren't you, pot?
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
You mean that you were...
My boy, allow me to introduce to you my brigadier.
Your brigadier? Potts.
Yes, sir.
How about some more tea?
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
As for you, young man, there's a very good chance you may be very rich.
Very rich? What do you mean?
That confounded sweets of yours. Useless for humans, wonderful for dogs. Wolf sweets, that's what we'll call them.
Wolf sweets?
Canine candies. Dogs love them. Make a fortune.
Daddy, Daddy!
You've done it, Daddy! You've done it!
Have I?
It's the posh life for us all now, my boy.
We're all going to be rich! Yes.
You mean to tell me I invented something that actually works?
Yes, you have!
Let me offer you a contract, Mr. Dude. Sign here, please.
Later. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
What about the contract?
Daddy, where are you going? Daddy!
What's the matter with the fella?
Well, he's a bit of an eccentric, sir. A genius, of course. But definitely an eccentric. Can't imagine where he gets it from.
Believe it. I just got home and your father was at my house.
I know. They told me at the house.
We're rich.
Oh.
You know more than that. I have succeeded.
I always knew you would.
You know something else? The kids were right. There's nothing so ridiculous about the idea of getting married.
Well, whoever said there was? Well, Mr. Potts.
What's the matter?
Now you'll have to marry me. So dreams can come true.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. But you have to be practical, too.
What?
You have to face the facts. Man has to see things as they really are. After all, a man with responsibilities can't walk around with his head in the clouds all the time. A man should keep his feet solidly on the ground. Oh, a man should have his dreams. But a man has to learn to put those dreams to some practical use. Not just sit around and think about them all the time.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, loves us too. High, low, anywhere we go, on chitty chitty we depend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fingered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four-fingered friend.
It's uncategorical, a fuel-burning oracle, a phantasmagorical machine.
It's more than spectacular to use the binocular.
It's wizard.
It's smashing.
It's keen.
Oh, chitty, you, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you. And chitty, in, chitty, pretty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, what we'll do. Near chitty, far, chitty, in a world of power, oh, what happy time we'll spend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, a fine for friend, a friend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, a fine for friend.